When you do a podcast, you've got to have a song where someone sings the title. What could go wrong? What could go wrong? The world is kind of scary when things don't go the right way. So listen to this podcast and it will probably be okay. Probably no guarantees.
Hello and welcome to What Could Go Wrong, the best / worst thing that could ever happen to Warriors. I'm Jeff from Happy Valley. I'm joined by Chrissy, veteran escapee, survivor of Murderville, Idaho.
Hey.
Also here is Jeremiah, who clawed his way out of his hometown, The Coffin, California.
Hello.
No matter how bad you think things are, these two think they could get worse. Well, we have a plethora of questions to go through today, so let's just dive right in. What could go wrong if you raise babies in a communist household?
Well, to start with, we all know that communism is the bane of everything.
Wait.
So says and Reagan.
You create communist babies, they grow up into communist people who have communist babies who grow up into communist people who have communist babies, and pretty soon everything is just overrun with communists. And this is a fear, and we should turn in the communists. Red panic is real, and
But isn't that just like humanity in general? Like, I mean, people have people. That's kind of what we do.
Communists are really good at making walls. So if we have all of these.
Oh, so they all work for Trump then.
Right? If all these communist babies make more communist babies and they grow up and become communists and so on, they're pretty much going to contain themselves. They'll, like, build their own communist maze and then...
They're all pretty much Minecraft characters. They're all just going to build little fortresses throughout the world and, you know, be self-sustaining. I don't see any problem with this, really.
You know what? I've changed my opinion. This is great. If Minecraft is real, I'm all for communist babies.
Good to go. So... next question. What could go wrong if you get drunk at the aquarium?
Ooh.
Oh, man. What if you try to swim with, like, a pufferfish and you accidentally eat it and then you die of pufferfish poison?
Like
that would suck.
Like, I mean, there's so many poisonous fish. Like, lionfish, same thing.
Mm-hmm. Sea snakes, they're kind of a fish snake or a snake fish, depending. But they're poisonous.
There's always jellyfish.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, like, they've got, like, the zappies, so I guess maybe, I don't know, are they more like venom? Because they touch you and there are just so many things that could happen. Like, you're drunk, and you decide, like, oh, I'm going to
touch everything.
Make out with a shark.
Yeah, I was going to say Shark Tank, like, that is right. I mean, there's just sharks. And depending on how big your aquarium is, like, there could be, like, whales.
Whales.
Yeah.
Like SeaWorld.
Like orcas or
whales? I don't know. I don't know if they still have it. But
pilot
whales. Like one of the zoos or aquariums in Washington used to have like a beluga whale.
It's impressive. I hadn't heard about that.
It must not be alive anymore. Oh, that's sad.
Free Willy just isn't a thing anymore, Chrissy. It's our childhood. Remember it with fondness.
Willy got freed. Game over.
Game over.
And there's no more orcas out there in enslavement. Nope. What could go wrong if I got pulled over by a cop while driving my car that I legally own, but I couldn't find my car's registration?
Oh, well, I think that this is an interesting, charged question right now, because clearly it's going to depend on if you're white. If you are, the likelihood is you're fine. You're gonna get through this.
Yeah.
Because life isn't fair, and privilege exists. But if you're not, I don't even want to think about what could happen. I mean, I think that probably being hauled off to jail is the least of what could go wrong. But that's scary stuff. Like,
Read the news, children.
Be
informed.
It's so real.
What she said, don't trust the police. Ever. They're watching right now.
I have to, like, Boise PD is kind of cool.
Because you're white.
It's Boise.
So what could go wrong if I taught my cats how to open doors?
If you don't want your cats going outside, they could leave you. And we all know cats are kind of fickle. So they kind of choose who they want to live with. And if you keep them holed up in your house, they stay with you because they have to. But if you teach them to open doors and they can get out to the outside world, there's always a chance that that cat... that has previously loved you will just go find somebody else.
Yeah, and then you're dealing with a Garrison Keillor poetry book, and that can be dangerous.
Yeah.
I think they would just, like, do new types of pranks on you, or actually bring you horrifying presents like cats that hunt do.
How big are the cats? Because if this is like a house really cat. Little kitten, well, there's some really big house cats out there. If
they let's go with horse cats then.
Jurassic Park raptor scene on you, like you're hiding from the kitchen because they hear the can opener for the tuna.
I mean, I think
run around and
you could also end up with some like pretty embarrassing situations. Like I was just thinking, like say you're going to the bathroom. And your cat opens the bathroom door and then, like, runs and opens, like, the front door and just starts, like, crying like a human baby, like some cats can do. So strangers come in to make sure everything's okay and you're in the bathroom. It just seems humiliating.
I suggest closing the door when they do that.
Or there's an encyclopedia salesman and they knock and the cat opens the door sign your name for a huge set of encyclopedias. Those are expensive.
Well, and I mean, here's the thing. Like, once a salesman gets in the house, you can't get them out. Worse than bedbugs.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What could go wrong if I'm not adequately prepared when the Cascadia earthquake hits? Just how much food should I be canning?
I hate to say this, but probably don't have a lot to worry about because when it hits, like, you're all just kind of doomed.
And I think canning is a mistake in this instance, too, because when most people say canning, they really mean jarring.
Botulism.
Because it's going in a glass jar with a lid, and that's going to fall off the shelf in the earthquake and break, and then you're not going to have any food.
Yeah, that's true.
So this can be, like, Escape from LA kind of thing, where we all get to have eye patches and, like, live in the states that have broken off from the continental U.S.?
Yeah, I think it's going to be kind of like a I hope you can swim thing. And I mean, I say that with as much empathy as someone from Idaho can say, because I mean, where I'm from, it's not the Cascadia earthquake, it's the Yellowstone supervolcano. So, you know, either way, we're doomed.
So you'll get the lava, and I'll ride the sea wave in, and we can, like, you know, conquer nature together.
Deal.
I would watch that.
I would star in that. What could go wrong if I don't mow my lawn for a year?
Well, you know, not much.
You might not be able to see the cars that you keep in your lawn and you run into them when you're trying to get the mail.
Yeah, like stub your toe.
See, I was just thinking this would be a great moment for if you taught your cats how to open doors, they could just lurk in the tall grass that's outside your home because, you know, you'd almost be your own little safari.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
You know, here's, like, once grass gets so heavy, it just kind of falls over. So if you're not cutting it for a year, like, it's probably just going to kind of fall over on top of itself. And then it's just going to die. So, I mean, you could get a killer fine from your HOA, and that would suck.
Oh, HOAs are the worst.
Yeah, super bad.
You do have to remember that this is the Pacific Northwest. We have a lot of blackberries that would probably show up, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean,
Himalayan blackberries.
I mean, you think they're cool? You like them? You're going to invite them in, be friends?
Blackberries are just full of thorns.
Yes.
Yeah. I know people that like to eat them, but they're just a pain.
The brambles? They like to eat the brambles?
They're like spiky kudzu.
They are. They're spiky. Kudzu of the North. Spiky kudzu. Take over everything, but, you know, cut you in the process.
Cut you kudzu. All right. The worst kind of kudzu ever.
Yeah, right?
Alright, so this is a long one. Bear with me.
Bearing.
My mom is nearing retirement age, and one day soonish, I'll have to think about finding her a retirement home. I live in the Pacific Northwest, and she lives in the Los Angeles Basin. Do I find her a home where she might die in a drought, or where we might both die in a humongous fault line earthquake?
Oh, I guess it depends on how much you love your mom. Like, if you like your mom, and you think she's cool, and you want to be near her, then I'd say Northwest, because then you can at least spend your last moments together. If you don't really like your mom, and I mean, nobody knows who your mom, you know, we don't know who you are, it's anonymous, so you can go ahead and admit it. Then, you know, leave her down in the drought, because who cares? She's lame anyways.
Yeah, I'm going to disagree with you, Chrissy. I'm going to go the other direction, that if you love your mom, you'll put her in a home where there's a drought, because it only takes a couple of days to die of thirst. But if you're in a mega earthquake, like the Cascadia thing, then you could be facing, like, horrendous injuries that separate and get infected and just, linger on. There's wounds, traumatic head injury, starvation, because there's plenty of water up here in the Pacific Northwest. Even though we're in drought conditions, it's more than in, you know, Southern California. So
you bring up a good point with all the injuries. Like, is your mom, is if this person's mom is a nurse, like, they might be handy. My mom's a nurse, and she's also tough as nails. So in an emergency situation, I mean, I say that my plan for the zombie apocalypse is just to throw myself at the horde. Like, I am all for giving up. But my mom would be the one that would be like, no, we've got to keep moving. We're going to survive this. So, you know, me having my mom around would be great. So also, you know, like, how survival-y is your mom? If she's super survival-y, you might want her around. If she's not, she might be a drain on your resources. So, you know, once again, drought.
So what we're saying is that, listener, you might wish to make a pro and cons list.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just, you know, think of your own financial future, too. It might be best to buy a small used boat and give her an advanced Viking funeral.
Yeah,
just that adventure into the unknown. How else would you want to go?
I can't think of a better way.
And that's all the time we have tonight. So, if you'd like to send us questions that we answered like we just did, you can submit those questions at whatcouldgowrong.simplecast.fm. Chrissy and Jeremiah, please give our audience your fond farewells.
You know what, guys? I just, you know, Viking funeral away. Have a good night.
Yeah. To those that have gone before, we salute you.
I see my ancestors standing through the mists of time. Thanks for listening.